Joining us right now is Peter Reckel from the television series Days of Our Lives. For those of you who watch Days of Our Lives, you know him as Bo. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Hey, it's going great.
Thanks for being on the program with us.
My pleasure.
You're keeping busy these days.
Yeah, I'm in the studio right now.
You're in the studio right now? Still at work? It's a little after 5:30 there right now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay. So how long are your days on Days of Our Lives?
One reason I love this job so much is that every day is different from the next. Today wasn't too bad. I came in at noon and I just finished up, so it was a five-hour day. Some days I'm in here for 15 hours. Some days I come in for 3 hours. It just depends on how much material I have to do.
Now, how in advance do you know that your schedule is going to be this way? It's not like you can walk in one day and suddenly realize you're there all day, is it?
Oh, no. It's not too far in advance. We find out about 2 weeks ahead of time what our work week will be like. And then the day before, I was just looking at my schedule for tomorrow. It's a pretty light schedule. But I do two scenes tomorrow, but then the following day I do two shows, so it'll be a long day. So we got a little bit of advance notice.
Now, you created the role of Bo Brady, did you not?
Yeah. Back in 83, I started. I'm a very fortunate man to have a job like this. Lucky to get paid for doing what I love to do.
Yeah, but for a while, you left the show.
I left the show twice. The first time was as a typical, it was perfect daytime story. I left with my wife and my newborn baby sailing off into the sunset. We actually did that show on a sailboat. It was pretty awesome. Gone for a couple years, I went and did a couple seasons of Knots Landing, and then came back to the show for two more years. And the second time I left the show, I left in a body bag. And the character came back with another actor for a couple years, and then I've been back to the show almost 11 years now.
Now, when your character was recast,
a
character you created, what was your initial reaction?
Well, it's that kind of thing happens in daytime quite often. Actors move around and do different shows. Characters are... I remember I was... when I first started the show, I was in a jail, and they had this, and I was injured somehow, and they had this nurse come in and take care of me. And it was supposed to have been the same character, and it ended up being three different actresses over the, whatever it was, 2 weeks or something that I was in the jail. Things, and it's kind of interesting because audiences, I guess they get used to that happening, and they don't, you know, it doesn't bother them too much.
We are talking with Peter Reckel from Days of Our Lives here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800. We invite your call, 7900991, star talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call, and I want to talk more about the television series. But I want to talk about some other things that you're working on. One of them being an eco-friendly house. Is this...
this is my wife and I were both environmentalists, and we were pretty lucky in finding each other out there, and ended up getting married. We'll have our, what is it, 8th anniversary here in about a month or so, and we decided to build a house. We've been working on this project for the last 2 years, and we're trying to be green from the ground up. As a matter of fact, we're looking at some windows right now that come from Canada, low-end windows, and they're about the only windows that we can find that don't use glues in them, that off gas, and they're very the wood in them is sustainable, and etc. And the fun part about it is Kelly's father came down from Alaska to help us build this house.
Wow.
He's been down here for about 4 months now. Right now we've been off for the last week or so because of the rain, but we're having a blast building this house.
Now, I understand it's roughly, what, 4,000 square feet, something like that?
Right around there, yeah. That includes, Kelly, my wife is a singer-songwriter, and she's got her studio in the house, looking forward to creating her music right there in the house. So And it's built out, the house is basically concrete, so that we have what we call thermal mass. So that way we'll save money heating and cooling the house, which is a good thing here in Southern California. And we've, like, now we have a cold weather for us with the rainy weather, but in the summertime we have pretty hot weather consistently. And this home will save a lot of money just in heating and cooling.
I would assume, since it's an eco-friendly house, you've probably got solar panels.
Yeah, we've got solar panels that create electricity, and we have solar panels that will heat our domestic water and heat the water for the pool. We're working all those. I'm being a building contractor now, working out all those details with different subcontractors.
Now, that's a pretty heady project, which I'm sure takes a lot of time. How do you find the time to do that with a busy daytime schedule, which can have long hours?
It's a challenge. Sometimes my wife and I will get to a Saturday and we will not have seen each other all week because we'll be off working on our different projects. Like this morning, I was up at the job talking to, we have some large timbers in the house, beams going across the living room and posts and stuff. And we, this weekend, my wife and I got away. We went up to Yosemite, but on the way we stopped at this sawmill that recycles large timbers like that. And we purchased our, actually the timbers that are going in the living room came from Stanford University. They're from 1914. They're these big old beams that were recycling and putting into our home. So we sort of we make our special time together, and we put in, we're still doing things for the house.
When will the house finally be finished?
That depends.
Or should I ever ask that question?
You what?
Or should I ever ask that question?
Yeah, it sort of depends on the rain, you know. Kelly's father is going to be here through the end of April, and then after that, by that time we hope to have it all closed in, and we'll just be dealing with, you know, paint contractors and that kind of stuff.
We are talking with Peter Reckl, actor from Days of Our Lives, here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800. 790-0991 is the number to call. Star Talk 1-800-491-CJD. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
More of Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak to Peter, call 790-0991, Star Talk, or 1-800-491-CJAD.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. This is Holder Tonight, heard Monday through Friday until 10. We are talking with actor Peter Reckl from the television series Days of Our Lives. He plays Bo Brady. 790-0991, Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJAD. Those are the numbers to call, lines free, if you have a question or a comment for Peter. And in addition to doing the show, in addition to working on your eco-friendly house, let's get to some of the other Joyce, you race cars, don't you?
Yeah, I've done that the last 2 years. I've been very fortunate to be invited to go down and do the Long Beach Grand Prix. They're probably working at doing it right now. It was a good thing because you get mixed up with a whole lot of different people. They have people from who are actors and singers and comedians and it was a blast. I won they basically invite a bunch of celebrities to come down and race, and they have two categories, the celebrities and then the pros, where they have some pro race car drivers come down and do the race also.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year I did it, I won the celebrity part of the race, which was a blast because Jesse James and I sort of had a duel. He and I were going neck and neck the whole race. We had a little collision right at the end of the race, and I ended up crossing the finish line first. And as a winner, they invite you back to race the next year, but you have to race with the pros. And
ooh.
That was a blast because I raced with this this guy named Italian, I think he is. His name is Mad Max on the circuit, and we raced in the rain last year, sort of like the way it is this year. And I ended up doing really well. I had my fastest lap was faster than his fastest lap, and then the last lap I ended up we were coming into a corner, and we were passing Little Kim, the rapper, for a second time, and I ended up crashing into the wall. My family was there watching up on the grandstands. Right in front of those grandstands, I ended up crashing.
Now, what was that like in the car?
It was pretty violent, but because we were coming down the straight, and they had these grandstands right at the end of the straight into this sharp turn, and I saw Mad Max sort of making this move to get around Kim before the turn, and I was trying to follow him like I had done the whole race, and I ended up braking when my tires were on a paint line, which was kind of, that's just my inexperience, and those paint lines are very slippery, so I ended up going sideways and hitting the wall, going about, I don't know, 70 miles an hour. But you're all strapped in with the safety gear, and the car is, got all the roll cages in it and stuff. So, you know, I had a little bit of whiplash, but other than that, it was just my pride was bruised.
Now, who gasped more, your family or NBC?
Oh, yeah, or Toyota with another car getting crunched. It was probably my family, and that's what, after I hit the wall and I spun around and I tried to start the car and I realized I was out of the race, I was like, as I spun around, I was sort of looking right at the grandstands and I went, oh no. So I waved my hand out the window, let everybody know I was okay.
We are talking with Peter Reckel here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJAD 800. Do you ever have a situation where the network says, Peter, we don't want you doing that?
You know, they've been very fortunate. They're very nice because over the years I've done some crazy things. I when they used to have that show called Circus of the Stars, I walked on the high wire, and I ride a mountain bike, and my wife and I, when we travel, we're pretty adventurous. You know, we go river rafting and do all the adventure stuff, and they've been pretty good to let me. You know, I'm sure they, like last year when I asked them again, can I go do this race, they were like, you know, we don't like this. They were like, okay, go ahead and go do it.
Yeah, you don't think they secretly talk to the writer saying, here's what you do if?
Oh, I've done the show with a broken hand. I don't know how many black eyes I've had, and you know, we just sort of put in the storyline a reason why I have a black eye.
We are talking with actor Peter Reckel from Days of Our Lives here on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800. This is indeed Holder tonight. He plays the role of Bo Brady. Let's go to the phones. Mark in TMR. Hi, you're on CJD.
Hi, Peter Anthony Holder. How are you, sir?
Fine, and you?
Fine. Hi, Mr. Peter Reckel.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine, you. You know what? Between all my children, I love your show, Days of Our Lives. It's a great show.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, let me ask you something. What happened to Roman Brady, who played by Josh Taylor?
Josh, it's kind of interesting. There's one of those examples. Wayne Northrup played Roman when I first started the show, and he was a lot of fun to work with. And now a character or an actor who did play Chris Kozacek on the show has come back to the show playing my brother Roman Brady, and he's still on the show. He and Marlena are being held by Tony in some castle someplace.
Okay, 7900991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Dominic, hi, you're on CJD.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Peter Reckel, I just wanted to ask you, how easy is it to work with a beautiful woman like Christian Alfonso?
I've got the toughest job in the world. And I've got two very talented, beautiful women to work opposite right now. I'm in one of those terrible things where you're in the middle of a love triangle. And, you know, what can I say? Life is good. I get to come to work and work with these beautiful women.
I got to tell you, I don't watch much of the soaps, but what I did, I think that the Bo and Hope storyline or the coupling on TV is probably one of the most underrated, very intense romantic love stories.
Yeah, we're fortunate in having had this love story that has lasted 21 years, and fortunate that the audience really is drawn to this relationship that we've had. The writers have had a challenge. Usually in daytime television, couples don't last very long, and this coupling of Bo and Hope has lasted for a very, very long time.
Well, I wish I was in your shoes, buddy, every day.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. 7900-991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. It's probably one of the longest-lasting couples, in a way, in daytime. Do you ever concern yourself with what the writers might come up with? Because it happens in a lot of other shows. Very, very popular couples, or what people like to refer to as super couples, tend to burn out a little bit as far as the writers are concerned, and the writers split them apart.
Well, I think we've got a new head writer who has written for the show in the past, and he's come back. He's been back about a year and a half now, and I believe, I'm not really sure, it's kind of hard to tell, but I believe that's what he's trying to do with Bo and Hope right now, is bring this other character, Billy, to split them up, and Hope is going to be, I'm not sure where she's going to go, but I'm not even sure that Bo and Hope are going to be split, but they're absolutely bringing some tension into the relationship right now.
How much of a say do you have, especially being a veteran as you are, how much of a say do you have in the character, if any?
None. The only say I have is the way I do what they give me. As far as the storylines are concerned, we have no control whatsoever. We just sort of do what we're given and see what they come up with.
But you're not in a situation where you can say, I've played this character a long time, Bo wouldn't do that?
Wouldn't that be nice? No, actually, you know, there's a reason I'm an actor, and there's a reason somebody else is a head writer. They're good at what they do, and I'm pretty darn good at what I do. So I just leave, and it's a really tough thing, you know. You have, I'm not sure how many story, we've got like 6 storylines going on the show right now, and they interweave with each other, and it's a challenge to do that.
We are talking with actor Peter Reckel from Days of Our Lives. 7900-991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. We'll take a quick break. This is Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800.
Now, more of Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak to Peter, call 790-0991, Star Talk, or 1-800-491-CJAD.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD 800, and this is indeed Holder Tonight, heard until 10, Monday through Friday. And just a programming note, tomorrow night on the program, we'll be talking to Alan Bird, who is the author of Florida Spring Training, Your Guide to Touring the Grapefruit League. Remember the days when we had a baseball team here in Montreal? That was what, last year? Yeah. And we'll also talk to June Foray. Well-known voice actress. She was Rocky the Flying Squirrel in Bullwinkle, and she was also the grandmother in the Sylvester and Tweety cartoons. So, and she's got a book out. We'll be talking to June Foray tomorrow night. Right now we're talking with Peter Reckel, who is the actor from Days of Our Lives. He plays Bo Brady. 7900-991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. Jessica in St. Leonard. Hi, you're on CJD.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey. Me and my mom have been watching Days for like years, and we wanted to know like what you do in your spare time. We heard you like involved with music.
Yes, thank you for bringing that up. My wife is a singer-songwriter, and so music has been part of my life since I could walk. I grew up in a Baptist church, so I was always singing and playing the piano, and now. We've had an interesting turn of events. Kelly, my wife, wrote the new love song for Bo and Hope, Can't Live Without Your Love, and that was such a big hit, and people called to have it be part of their weddings and stuff like that, that Kelly was invited back to the show to write songs for other couples. And at the present time, I think she's got 14 or 15 songs that are on the show that they have put on a CD. I sing one of them called When Two Chevys Collide. It's kind of a country rock and roll tune. And you can actually get that CD at Amazon.com. It's called Love Songs.
Cool.
Okay, Jessica?
Okay.
Thank you.
I thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We go to Irene. Yes, Irene. Hi, you're on CJD.
Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Hey, Irene.
Hi. I'm just watched it for years, days, and I'm just wondering, what are they going to do with Victor and Carolyn and Marlena and Roman with Tony? Are they ever coming back?
I'm not really
sure. You're not allowed to tell, right?
You what?
You're not allowed to tell?
Well, actually, I if I knew, I would tell you. It's kind of an interesting story that they've got going with Tony, our resident.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I'm sure they are going to bring them back. There's a reason they brought, you know, they all, what was
I know, that
15
whole
characters that died before, and then they all came back to life.
Oh, I know, that was a real twisted storyline, I'll tell you.
So I'm sure there was a reason they brought them back to life.
I know Jack is almost back on that steamer there.
Yeah, pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's getting closer, but I know there's going to be a twist there.
That's
They're not trying to put Jennifer with Patrick, are they?
You know what? You never know how things are going to end up. Patrick could be with one of three women, Jennifer or Billy or Hope, you know? You never know.
Oh, not Hope. No. That I go way back to when she took off on the back of your motorcycle when she ran away from Larry's wedding. Way back.
Yeah.
That's how long.
Thank you for the call, Irene.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. You mentioned your wife, Kelly,
mm-hmm.
and the song that she had,
uh-huh.
the love song, it's called, is it called I Am Right Here?
That's one of the new songs
okay.
that she's got on the CD, yeah.
Well, we're going to hear just a little bit of it leading up to news.
Oh, okay.
Is it Moneymaker?
Kelly Moneymaker, yeah.
Here's Kelly Moneymaker. Just a little bit of Kelly Moneymaker. The song is called I Am Right Here. And we're talking with actor Peter Reckel, her husband, who is on Days of Our Lives. And we'll continue talking with Peter on the other side of the news. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800.
Now, more of Holder Tonight. With Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800. To speak to Peter, call 790-0991, Star Talk, or 1-800-491-CJAD.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader CJD 800. We are talking with actor Peter Recko from the series Days of Our Lives, where he plays Beau Brady. And just a few moments ago, we were playing his wife Kelly's song. And that's available when and how, Peter? People want to know?
It's available right now on Amazon.com. We got it out in time for Valentine's Day. And it's available in some stores, but I'm not sure which ones in Canada.
Okay. But people can get it at Amazon.com, so they can get it online, which is great.
Yeah.
We should also mention you have a website, which people can go to, which is www.peterreckel.com. That's www.peterreckel.com. That's R-E-C-K-E-L-L. 7900991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD for the Laurentians, Eastern Townships, Ottawa, Hull area, and also the border states. Those are the numbers to call if you have a question or comment for Peter. You've been on the show for quite a few years now, taking some time off on two occasions. Is this a role that you feel like some other soap actors have done in years gone by that you can actually grow old in?
Yeah, it's funny. The owner of the show, Ken Corday, asked me that about 6 years ago. He wanted to know just how serious I was, you know, for character storylines. Because sometimes when the head writer is presenting storylines to the creators of the show, you know, these storylines can go on for 3-4 years. So they want to know how committed an actor is. So yeah, this is my home. And the fans have helped me feel at home, and it's nice because daytime television has had some problems in the past with, you know, the number of stations that are coming on television now and the onset of the internet. People have a lot of different choices for entertainment, and it's pretty cool that they stick around and watch Days of Our Lives.
There was a time not so long ago, maybe about a year ago, a year and a half ago, where there was even some talk of Days of Our Lives being canceled.
Yeah, that's happened a couple times in the last 12 years that we were up for negotiations here at NBC, and there were some, you know, came down to the wire actually, and I'm glad that things, we just did our 10,000th show. 10,000 shows, that's a pretty amazing accomplishment, I think.
Now, you currently have a head writer who is also working on another show.
Yeah, Passions.
Yeah.
Which is that show is very, you know, it's a very new show, and it's got a very different feel from ours. Ours has had a tradition of being based in the family and love relationships, where Passions is has a younger audience and has some pretty crazy out there storylines.
But he's not unfamiliar with your show because he was there before.
Yeah, he actually, Jim Riley, I believe, actually got his start here at Days about 15 years ago. He wrote for the show for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years.
Was there any concern at the time when he came on board that you had somebody who had, for lack of a better term, divided loyalties?
It's all with NBC, so his loyalty is to NBC right now, and they love him, and they've seen the success he's had here, and that's why they gave him Passions, and he's, you know, starting a daytime TV show is very difficult, and he's done a pretty amazing job over there. And since he's been back here, he's really brought Days of Our Lives up and out of some trouble that we were having.
Now, the whole scenario over the last little while, where they were killing off characters and then they came back to life on this island.
Mm-hmm.
When you first got, and you and the other actors first got wind of this, and you first heard what was going on, did you, I mean, it's been an amazing success, but did you think when you first heard about it, I don't know?
Oh yeah, and it was wild because none of us knew who was going to be next, so it brought the tension of the setup quite a bit. We didn't know if, you know, you were going to be next to be written off, to be killed by the serial killer, to be the next one gone. And after, I forget how many died, 14 or 15, and then they came, the owner of the show brought us all together onto one of the stages, cast and crew, and said, it's all been a ruse. All these actors are not dead, and they're coming back. And we had this big emotional reunion, kind of. And And it was nice, you know, because you're working with people. For some of these people I've worked with since I started the show 22 years ago, and you know, when they die, it hurts. And you know, they brought them back, and we had this joyful reunion.
Now, it must be difficult to keep that kind of a thing a secret, even from the other cast members who haven't so-called died. I mean, I would assume just from a contract point of view, if you kill somebody off, you just can't let them wander off and find another show if you plan to bring them all back.
Yeah, I to this day still have no idea how they did that. You know, because these are pretty good actors, and you know, and there's a lot of different shows out there, and they were able to hold on to all of them and bring them back for a fairly interesting storyline over the summer.
Because if you read a lot of the magazines, there was all kinds of speculation of who's going to be killed and what show will they turn up on next.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said earlier, you know, people just, they go, you know, they're not working here, we'll go join another show.
We are talking with Peter Reckle from Days of Our Lives. 7900-991 Star Talk, 1-800-491-CJD. Those are the numbers to call. Lines free if you want to call. And he plays Bo Brady on the television series Days of Our Lives. We'll take a quick break. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800.
You're listening to Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800. We are talking with actor Peter Reckle from the television series Days of Our Lives, where he plays Bo Brady. 7900-991-STAR-TALK, 1-800-491-CJAD. Those are the numbers to call. Now, a little while ago, just leading up to our 9 o'clock news, Peter, we played your wife Kelly's song, It's Only Fair. It's Only Fair that we play your song.
Yeah, it's a bit different.
It's a bit different. Now, it's called When Two Chevys Collide. Shouldn't it be When Two Toyotas Collide? Is it?
Yeah, well, we try to keep it American, I guess, here.
Okay. What's the background to this song?
Well, Kelly and I did. Kelly actually wrote and produced a CD for me. I did, I don't know, 2-3 years ago now. Basically a CD for my fans, and you know, you can pick it up on my website, peterreckle.com, and I grew up kind of singing country music, so she knows I'm comfortable in that genre, and she wanted me on this album, so she wrote this song for me.
Okay, well, let's hear a little bit of it. Here is Peter Reckle, and the song is called When Two Chevys Collide. A little bit of Peter Reckle, and the song is called When Two Chevys Collide. And how can they get that?
Amazon.com.
www.amazon.com. Now, there are a lot of soap actors who are great singers, and every once in a while they get to show their talent on their own shows. Have you had that opportunity?
Oh, man. Long time ago, I did sing a rock song, and then when Bo and Hope got married, I sang a song, but it's been a while since I've sung on the show.
I think you do.
Yeah, it's about that time.
We're talking with Peter Reckel here on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJD. 800-790-0991 is the number to call. Penny, hi, you're on CJD.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so excited I get to speak with Peter. Hi, Peter, how are you?
Hey, Penny, how's it going?
Great! My cousin's going to flip out when I tell her that I spoke with you. My cousin and I have been watching you religiously since we were 15, and we both worked at the same movie theater, and we would, purposely make sure that our shift did not coincide with Days of Our Lives.
Well, great.
So then we and, of course, our favorite character is always Bo and Brady. I mean, there's just... Bo and Hope. I mean, there's no competition.
Oh, great.
So my question for you is, the one thing that always kind of bugged me about Days of Our Lives, and by the way, the only soap opera I've ever watched, all the other ones, I mean, it was just Days.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that always kind of made it strange for me is when you have this attachment with a character and with the actor that plays the character, and then all of a sudden, just one day, out of the blue... You know, it's a different actor, and
yeah.
There's this little voice that says it's now being played by, and everyone just acts like it's normal, and nobody has a problem with it.
Right.
How are you able, as an actor, to, I guess, try to copy that chemistry or that kind of relationship that you had with the actor that you played with, that you worked with, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to kind of mimic or copy that same character, that same chemistry with a different actor who's playing the same character.
Yeah, that's you're exactly right. The character of Billy right now. This is the third actress that has played that character, and it's kind of an interesting thing because the head writer will watch the show and try to write the show to the strengths of whatever actor is playing the role. That's, you know, my character ended up, you know, I'm sure they had a different idea when they first started writing, but they saw how I did the character and, you know, took it in the direction that I took it. And, you know, you don't know. It's very difficult for an actor, but, you know, it's just part of the game.
Yeah, and you did a phenomenal job, by the way, with the character of Billy, because that's a character where I got used to her, and then I was so excited when she came back, like the original actress.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's being played by another actress, and she's doing a great job. But you've done an amazing job of just making it seem seamless, or as seamless as you can make it to be when you're pretending all, you know, that this is the same person that you've been acting with all along.
Well, the interesting part about that is the history that we're talking about as the characters. There were actually two different actors doing both those roles, and the history that they had with, you know, bringing Billy up out of the gutter and all that, bringing
mm-hmm.
her out of alcoholism and stuff like that. And, you know, I didn't do that with her, and she didn't do it with me, and so we're talking about this history that we have never done, but the characters have had.
Yeah.
It does make the job interesting.
Yeah, and well, I've got to tell you, you know, you've done a good job when you've replaced another actor with the same character that's playing the same character, and after a couple of weeks, as a viewer, I find it difficult to remember the other
right.
actor that played it. And
right.
you know, they've done a good job when that happens to a viewer.
Yeah. Well, I'll give Julie Pinson your compliments then.
Hi, thank you for the call, Penny.
It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye. We are talking with actor Peter Reckel from the television series Days of Our Lives. We have one more quick break. This is Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
You listening to Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800, and we're talking with actor Peter Reckel from the television series Days of Our Lives. And you, as you mentioned, you left the television series for a little bit to go and do some, well, basically a nighttime soap. You went to do Knott's Landing.
Yeah, I did Knott's Landing for a couple of years, and that was amazing, because that was a show that had been on the air for quite some time, and everybody just did their job and was happy about it, and I just kind of stepped in and did my job and had a great time. And then after a couple of years, came back to Days, and then I took another break, and that was a fun break, because I did a lot of different things. I did some stage work, I did a couple of pilots, did a movie that went to Russia, which actually finally saw the light of day just this last fall here in L.A. I got some theatrical release, and it was good for me to get out and do some different things. Daytime, you can fall into some habits and things of that nature when you're doing the same thing every day, and that sort of let me get out and stretch my wings a little bit, and then I came back.
And you worked on Knott's Landing with Nicolette Sturgeon, suddenly very hot again.
Oh yeah,
with Desperate Housewives.
I'm so proud of her. It's great seeing her.
Now, you mentioned you did a lot of theater. You started in theater, if I'm not mistaken, in Boston.
Yeah, I actually did some theater growing up, and I was very fortunate that I had a music teacher when I was in junior high, who sort of got me involved in the community theater. He knew that my dad's in construction, and I like to work with my hands. And he said, "Hey, come on down to the theater. We're building sets. You can help us out." So I was like, "Well, okay." And then he showed me West Side Story, and that was the first show that I ever that I ever did. And getting out there, getting in fights, and kissing the pretty girls, and I was like, "Man, this is fun stuff." Kind of got me hooked.
Do you miss doing theater? Do you still get a chance to do some of it?
I haven't done theater in quite some time, and I guess that's one of the reasons I did my CD. It was we went out and did a couple of, five or six live shows on stage, sort of got that adrenaline going again.
Well, the website, as we mentioned, is www.peterreckel.com, and people can actually find the song that we played.
Mm-hmm.
It's available at Amazon.com as well?
Yeah, and the CD is called Love Songs from Days of Our Lives.
And Kelly Moneymaker also has the CD, and we heard some songs from that, or a song from that as well. And as you said, you're quite content and quite happy to grow old as Bo Brady on Days of Our Lives, and I'm sure the fans are very glad to hear that. I thank you for taking time out of your very, very busy schedule.
Well, good chatting with you.
I thank you very much for being on the show with us this evening.
Thank you.
You take care, sir.
Bye.